Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו של
Hello, we're studying Bala Sulam's essay, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. It is in Kabbalah for the Student, page 53. We're in the title, His Guidance is Purposeful Guidance. Page 53. Okay, so you can ask questions at Kada TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose by Bala Sulam. The title is His Guidance is Purposeful Guidance. By observing nature's systems, we understand that any beings of the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, as a whole, and in particular, are found to be under purposeful guidance. Meaning, a slow and gradual growth by way of cause and effect, as a fruit on a tree, which is guided with favorable guidance to finally become a sweet and fine-looking fruit. Go and ask a botanist how many phases the fruit undergoes from the time it becomes visible until it is completely ripe. Not only do its preceding phases show no evidence of its sweet and fine-looking end, but as if to vex, they show the opposite of the final outcome. The sweeter the fruit is at its end, the more bitter and unsightly it is in the earlier phases of its development. And so it is with the animate and speaking types. For the beast, whose mind is little at its end, is not so wanting while it grows, whereas man, whose mind is great at its end, is very wanting while developing. A day-old calf is called an ox. That is, it has the strength to stand on its own legs and walk, and the intelligence to avoid hazards on its way. But a day-old infant lies seemingly senseless. And should one who is not accustomed to the conducts of this world examine these two newborns, he would certainly conclude that the human infant will amount to nothing, and the calf will turn out to be a great hero, if he were to judge by the wisdom of the calf compared to the senseless and the mindless child. Thus, it is evident that his guidance over the reality that he has created is in the form of purposeful guidance, without taking into consideration the order of the phases of development, for they deceive us and prevent us from understanding their purpose, being always opposite to their final shape. It is about such matters that we say, there is none so wise as the experienced. Only one who is experienced has the opportunity to examine creation in all its phases of development, all the way through completion, and can calm things down, so as to not fear those spoiled images that the creation undergoes in the phases of its development, but believe in its fine and pure end. Thus, we have thoroughly shown the conduct of His providence in our world, which is only a purposeful guidance. The attribute of goodness is not at all apparent before creation arrives at its completion, its final ripeness. On the contrary, it rather always takes a form of corruption in the eyes of the beholders. Thus, you see that the Creator bestows upon His creatures only goodness, but that goodness comes by way of purposeful guidance.
מושגח, ממנו יתברך בדרך השגחה מטרתית.
שאלות.
Questions?
כן. מדובר פה בטקסט על...
In this text, it's about all the creatures or only the one who, all the people or only the ones who study this wisdom?
I didn't understand. What he says is true. It doesn't matter if someone is learning or not. He's talking about guidance, providence from above.
Yes, but if I read it regarding the people's study, it's like a promise that even if you feel bitter, there's something sweet that you don't yet understand. It will come in the future. If I'm looking at the entire reality, it's something else.
Why is it something else? All of reality also must come through all those discernment steps to the end of correction. What's the difference? It's just that those who want to advance by themselves accelerate time. They approach it very quickly. But the process is the same. It's either quick or usual for everyone.
From the beginning of this article until now, and now even more, it's not clear why doesn't it call this the essence of life and its purpose? Because this is what he is talking about.
No, it's the essence of religion. He wants to say what is the wisdom of Kabbalah, what it does to a person, what is its essence in order to develop us, in order to pull us and push us toward the single goal. He's not telling us about the essence of life. The essence of life is for cats and dogs and ordinary people. He wants to. A Kabbalist doesn't explain why we are in going through evolution. He doesn't care about that. He wants to give a method to the people who can implement it and connect among them, and through the connection obtain the reforming light and be the engine that's pulling the train of humanity. This is why he's talking about the essence of religion and its purpose. And religion means the wisdom of Kabbalah when it's used correctly. The way they use the word religion for all kinds of religions is a distortion. So he wants to say what is the real religion of Israel, the wisdom of truth.
What's the difference between these two questions, the essence of life and the essence of religion? Where is this gap between them?
The essence of religion is the essence of religion, and the essence of life is the essence of life. The essence of religion is the religion is a means by which people can develop by hastening it. This is called using religion. Those who cannot use it, use the way of hastening it, the natural forces, they use the way of in due time, or they are pulled somehow. Religion is a means to obtain the essence of life. He doesn't want to tell us in general about the essence of life. What does it give you if you tell the whole world if they don't belong to it? They're like beasts, like animals. Everyone's like beasts. So the general developing force will pull them without asking their opinion, yes, or telling them what happens. Kabbalists approach only people who can change reality. And those who can't change reality, don't put obstacles before a blind person. What for? What will they get out of you telling them, it'll be good, don't worry. What are you going to do? This is the ordinary religion that tends to them in this way, which is basically a corruption of the wisdom of Kabbalah, of the real essence of religion.
Ken.
Yes.
He writes here that regarding providence, that it's always wrapped in corruptions when you look at it. Why is it organized in this way?
It's not arranged this way in order to confuse us. It's arranged this way because this is how we need to know our nature, which is opposite from the Creator, and as the advantage of the light from within the darkness, later on approach, achieve correction.
Okay, but why? In order to reach the state where guidance is purposeful, you have to get it through wrappings of corruptions. Isn't there any other way to get it?
In order to correct your attitude to providence. You don't correct providence. You don't correct evolution, the development. You are correcting your approach, your attitude to it. Moreover, there is no development and no evolution. There's nothing. It is all how it unfolds or opens up to you.
Okay, so the fact that he says that guidance is purposeful is a fact. He determines it in the beginning.
Of course. From the very beginning, it's purposeful.
Clear. Now, you have no other way to develop into this state of purposeful development if you don't have these wrappings of corruptions all the time?
It is the revelation of your states, which are opposite from the truth, because you cannot attain the truth unless from within opposite states.
So, without the corruptions, we wouldn't be able to discover that guidance is purposeful.
You wouldn't be able to discover anything, because anything you discover it through the gap, the chasm between light and darkness.
Okay, so accordingly, it turns out that whatever you want to reveal, you have to first reveal the opposite.
Correct.
You want to reveal there's nothing besides him, so first you have to reveal the opposite.
For sure, yes.
All the time the opposite.
This is what we discover during a descent. What do we discover in every descent? How much I don't want it, how much I am opposite, how powerless I am, how angry I am at it, etc., etc.
Well, so where's the revelation here? If you stay with the opposite, you don't stay with what you want to reveal.
Revelation means that then you ascend on top of this darkness with the powers you draw from above. And then you discover with the forces you drew from above out of the darkness from which you rose, you discover the Creator on top of the darkness. If you didn't feel the opposite, you wouldn't feel Him.
Okay. On the process of rising above darkness, above the opposite that is revealed, the revelation will be more darkness. Meaning, you'll never reach a state that you really reveal the... You'll always reveal the opposite, right? That's the process?
You will always see the opposite before you see the positive. What's Vika?
No, I'm okay, but I have a lot of complaints.
For sure.
He says that his guidance is always purposeful, and in the end, the end of this sentence is, you see that the Creator only bestows good.
Yes.
Okay, you can say this is purposeful guidance, but...
No, only good.
What kind of good is it? If he says only good, in a way of purposeful guidance, what is the connection? Yes. My question is, what is the connection between purposeful guidance?
I'll tell you. I want to bring you to a state called Tzvika, a human being, a mensch. I want to turn you into a human being. So I have a purpose. For this purpose, I work. Right? So, for this purpose, I take a stick. You take like a harness, like a reins, like a horse's reins. A whip. What else? A candy. Every now and again. Carrots. Right. Yeah, not candy. Carrots. No. Donkeys don't eat candy. etc. But it's purposeful. Yeah, bridle. So I have to understand the mind of the beast and how I can compensate it, stimulate it, develop it, and that's how I work on it. So the Creator has arranged for us this path. We can accelerate it if we understand the way. We can draw the powers of development by ourselves. Yes.
My problem is different. My problem is that this part about providence, I don't feel it. All I see is blows.
No. We study providence and we want to establish ourselves, position ourselves in such a way that we use nature's forces in order to accelerate our development to such an extent that I won't know providence. I rather build it myself as if it doesn't exist, and by this I become similar to the Creator.
Can you repeat this sentence? I like it.
Very well. I don't know providence. I know it's purposeful, but that's all I know. So I take all of nature's forces, which I can, positive and negative, and by them I begin to manage myself, my own donkey. So you have a human being sitting on a donkey, and that human being constantly grows. But accordingly, the donkey grows as well. Oh, it grows, it gets smart, clever, it doesn't just go, oh. It really resists, it gets very smart. But it's primitive cleverness, but it really stops you in order for us to become more complicated and wiser. That's the whole purpose of religion, to develop, to give us the ability to manage ourselves, to rise to the mountain of the Lord.
This means basically that the path itself is hard. It's not easy. We need a guide. We need books. We need Kabbalists who went through this path and to believe in them and to follow this path. And for that, you need a guide. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a guide if it were. That's what you're telling me. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah, what does it give us?
Look, concerning a guide, I will tell you. A guide, as a person, you need him until you sit very well within a ten. Afterwards, I'm sure that you can advance by yourselves. The group will educate you, will rear you. Life will rear you. A guide, I'll tell you, it's like in this world. You have a student, school children, yes? Then they go to university. Then they learn all kinds of... They have jobs. You know, they get married. They have a family, career. In the end, they know what life is, what means you have in order to cope with all the difficulties and build a life. And they build a life. Likewise, you are. The main thing is the ten. If it is strong, existing, understanding, feeling, that's the main thing. Everything we learn is until you sit very well within a ten, that becomes that flying carpets, the hot air balloon, plane, a cloud that elevates you from degree to degree. Only the ten. If you know how to manage yourselves well toward unity using the ten, you don't need anything. It's called man's soul will teach him. The ten is a soul, and it will teach you what to do every step of the way.
A few years ago, I remember, and the friends reminded me, you said that, listen up, Tzvika, one day when you'll cross the Machsom, you should know I'll always be your Rav. Even in Ein Sof, I'll be your Rav.
That's different.
Wait. So what I'm trying to say, you always need a guide.
Yes, but not a guide in the form of a person. A guide means you will constantly feel that there is this image. It won't be material anymore, physical, but it'll be in front of you, and you discover him. It formulates in front of you. Yes, that's the way it is.
So if this is true, I have a question. You once said that you are connected to Ravash.
Yes, true.
Is he still teaching you?
Of course. Of course. What do you think? Because I don't feel this body?
What can he teach you? Just give us a clue.
Like an upper potsuf toward a lower potsuf.
Meaning there is no end to the study.
Huh?
There is no end to the study?
Of course there is. The end of correction. Pretty soon. Okay. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, we'd like to tell everyone that today we're going to begin a pilot, something we did once, that's circles and lectures in places people go to have a vacation, like in the Dead Sea, in the Red Sea. People are calm there and we can address them. I would like to ask you, Rav, what's the central message we should hand out to them? What feeling should a person come out of this 45-minute meeting?
Positive things. Normally, only positive things. We can talk about negative things like anti-Semitism, the war, but it's best if it's positive things. How we can improve our lives. That's better. And that this is what the wisdom of truth of the people of Israel talks about. Love your friend as yourself. Get a little closer. We're not talking about love. Everyone understands that we're all opposite. In the country, it's been revealed already. But we want to start the correction. Yes.
We just mentioned that technically we're going to go out all over Israel from Tiberias in the north until the south. And we sent an email to all the groups around that if you want to come and help us, just register and help this special action.
Yeah. Yes?
I'm studying for my BA in the university, and I see it helps me in dissemination. It gives me knowledge and tools and how to talk to people. Do you think this is a good thing to do, to study in the university along with my study here?
Look, I really support it. I've been learning my whole life. Maybe it's also a question of character. But I think it's impossible without learning. A person has to constantly learn, and not only the wisdom of Kabbalah, but next to it, other things. Baal HaSulam, by the way, writes about it. And he himself learned. Rabash constantly asked me about things from science, technology and science. Kabbalists were very interested in this. I highly recommend these courses that we have in the university. Most of them study at the Haifa University. And I am very supportive of this. I highly recommend it. So all of our friends who don't have a bachelor's degree or a university degree should think about how to do it. First of all, I understand it's group studying. Many friends take part in this, and it's easier for them to learn this way. It's worthwhile. Yes.
This morning we're going to have a meeting about the studying in the university. So this morning at 10 a.m., anyone who's interested in the academic study is invited. In the end of the lesson, we'll have a slide with all the details.
Very well. Is this only for those who can come physically? You won't broadcast it somehow?
We're going to have a Zoom meeting and also a physical meeting so everyone can take part in Hebrew.
Is there an address that the...
There's going to be a slide in the end of the lesson.
Okay, very well, good. I'm really supportive of it. I think everyone should do it. Concerning use, there's no question about it. They have to do it. It'll teach them how to study, how to approach material, how to scan through materials. Today, all they do is press buttons. So I'm very, very much in favor of it. And parents... Notice your children and also yourselves. It really refreshes the person. It's worthwhile. Anything else? Okay, now besides what Chaim said concerning dissemination at various places like hotels and other resorts, perhaps we should consider disseminating in other ways like we used to do. In various places where people get together. But again, first of all, it has to be with a good atmosphere, positive, to make people softer. If you see that you made a person smile, then you did something. And... Okay, that's the end.
Let's move on to the daily task.
But I would like to ask, in this Sunday, the Yeshivat Chavarim, will it also be about the Congress?
We'll do it with about the Congress.
Everything has to be in preparation for it. Very well. Yes, please.
The tens on duty. Austria, Vienna, Mexico, Tolachingo, Volga Virtual Group, Tel Aviv, and tent number 16 in Petah Tikva. Our daily task is to feel the deficiency of the friends in the tent as the deficiency of my little child and to raise it to the Creator. Again, to feel the deficiency of the friends in the tent, like my little girl's deficiency, and to raise it to the Creator, L'chaim to all the worldly. Thank you to our TV viewers, and have a good day. Introductory meetings with the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to meet us in 10 different cities in Israel throughout May. Admission is 30 shekels. You register in advance in our website, kav.co.il, or 1-700-509-209. Together in the academy, a special course towards a bachelor's degree. You're invited to a special happening today at 10 a.m. here in 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva. Will be broadcasted in Zoom. Let's summarize the lesson. Everyone writes quietly. Everyone quietly writes down a few sentences, and summarizes the lesson. Let's take 2 minutes to do that and do it quietly so we won't disturb the friends. After that, we'll sing a song together.
כל חבר מוזמן לשתף את סיכום השיעור שלו בסביבה טובה. תודה ויום טוב, ועכשיו נשיר ביחד שיר.
אשרי הנער שהזכי לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכי לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כה. I'm